This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, as volunteer, please contact LibriVox.org. Recording by John Hickin. The Devil's Dictionary by Ambrose Bierce. The letter C. Cap Arbor. Now, a large stone presented by the Archangel Gabriel to the Patriarch Abraham, and preserved at Mecca. The patriarch had perhaps asked the archangel for bread. Cabbage. Now, a familiar kitchen garden vegetable, about as large and wide as a man's head. The cabbage is so called from Cabazius, the prince who, on ascending the throne, issued a decree, appointing a high council of empire consisting of the members of his predecessor's ministry, and the cabbages in the royal garden. When any of His Majesty's measures of state policy was carried conspicuously, it was gravely announced that several members of the High Council had been beheaded, and his murmuring subjects were appeased. Calamity. Now, a more than commonly plain and unmistakable reminder that the affairs of this life are not of our own ordering. Calamities are of two kinds, misfortune for ourselves and good fortune for others. Callous, adjective, gifted with great fortitude to bear the evils afflicting another. When Zeno was told that one of his enemies was no more, he was observed to be deeply moved. What, said one of his disciples, you weep at the death of an enemy? Ah, it is true, replied the great Stoic, but you should see me smile at the death of a friend. Calumnus, noun, a graduate of the school for scandal. Camel, noun, a quadruped, the Sblapes humpidosus, of great value to the show business. There are two kinds of camels, the camel proper and the camel improper. It is the latter that is always exhibited. Cannibal, noun, gastronome of the old school, who preserves a simple taste and adheres to the natural diet of the pre-pork period. Canon, noun, an instrument employed in the rectification of national boundaries. Canonicals, noun, a motley worn by jesters of the court of heaven. Capital, noun, the seat of misgovernment, that which provides the fire, the pot, the dinner, the table, and the knife and fork for the youngest. The part of the repast that himself supplies is the disgrace before meat. Capital punishment, a penalty regarding the justice and expediency of which many worthy persons, including all the assassins, entertain grave misgivings. Carmelite, noun, an elegant friar of the Order of Mount Carmel. At death of the rising out one day, because Mount Carmel took his way, where he met a mendicant monk, some three or four quarters drunk, with a holy leer and a pious grin, ragged and fat, and a saucy sin, who held out his hands and cried, give, give, and chant his name, I pray. Give in the name of the church, oh give, give that her holy sons may live, and death replies, my long and wide. I'll give, holy father, I'll give thee a ride. With a rattle and bang of his bones he sprang, his famous pale horse with his spear, by the neck and the foot to see the fellow and put and stride with his face to the rear. The monarch laughed now with a sound that fell, like tods on the coffin sound and shell. Ho ho, a beggar on horseback, they say, will ride to the devil and thump. Felt the flat of his dart on the rump, and the charge which gallops away. Faster and faster and faster it flew, till the rocks and the flocks and the trees that blew by the road were dim and blended in blue, to the wild, wild eyes of the rider in size, resembling a couple of blackberry pies. Death laughed again, as a tomb might laugh, at a burial service spoiled, and the mourner's intentions foiled, by the body erecting its head, objecting to further proceedings in its behalf. Many a year and many a day had passed since these events away. The monk has long been a majestic horse, and death has never recovered its horse. The fire got hold of its tail, and steered it within the pale. and a monetary grave where the beast was stabled and fed with barley and oil and bread. The fat of it grew in the fattest fire, and so in due course was appointed prior. By G.J. Carnivorous. Adjective. Addicted to the cruelty of devouring the timorous vegetarian, his heirs and signs. Cartesian. Adjective. Related to Descartes, a famous philosopher, author of the celebrated dictum, Cogito Ergo Sum, whereby he was pleased to suppose he demonstrated the reality of human existence. The dictum might be improved, however, thus, Cogito Cogito Ergo Cogito Sum, I think that I think, therefore I think that I am, as close an approach to certainty as any philosopher has yet made. Cat, noun, a soft, indestructible automaton, further by nature to be kicked when things go wrong in the domestic circle. This is a dog. This is a cat. This is a frog. This is a rat. One dog, new cat. Jump frog, no rat. By Levinson. Cavalier. Now, a critic of our own work. Cemetery. Now, an isolated suburban spot, where mourners match lives, poets write as a target, and stonecutters spell for a wager. The inscriptions following will serve to illustrate the success attained in these Olympian games. His virtues were so conspicuous that his enemies, unable to overlook them, denied them, and his friends, to whose loose lives they were a rebuke, represented them as vices. They are here commemorated by his family, who shared them. In the earth we here prepare a place to lay our little crown. Thomas M. and Mary Fraser, P.S. Gabriel Moreza. Centaur. Noun. The race of persons who lived before the division of labour and encountered such a pitch of differentiation, and who followed the primitive economic maxim, every man his own horse. The best of the lot was Chiron, who, to the wisdom and virtues of the horse, added the fleetness of man. The scripture story of the head of John the Baptist and the charger is that pagan myths of somewhat sophisticated sacred history. Cerberus. Now, the watchdog of Hades, whose duty it was to guard the entrance, against whom or what does not clearly appear. Everybody, sooner or later, has to go there, and nobody wanted to go off the entrance. Cerberus is known to have had 3 heads, and some of the poets have credited him with as many as 100. Professor Graybill, whose clerkly erudition and profound knowledge of Greek give his opinion great weight, has averaged all the estimates and makes the number 27, a judgment that would be entirely conclusive if Professor Graybill had known A, something about dogs, and B, something about arithmetic. Childhood. Now, the period of human life intermediate between the idiocy of infancy and the folly of youth, 2 removed from the sin of manhood, and 3 from the remorse of age. Christian. Noun. One who believes that the New Testament is a divinely inspired book, admirably suited to the spiritual needs of his neighbour. One who follows the teachings of Christ, insofar as they are not inconsistent with the life of sin. I dreamed I stood upon a hill, and lo, the godly multitudes walked to and fro, beneath, in some garments fitly clad, with a pious man, appropriately sad, and all the church bells paid solemn din, a fire alarm for those who lived in sin. And so I gazing thoughtfully below, with tranquil face, upon that holy show, a tall, spare figure, in a robe of white, whose eyes diffused a melancholy light. God keep you, stranger, I exclaimed. You are, no doubt, your habit shows it, from afar, and yet I entertain the hope that you, like these good people, are a Christian, too. He raised his eyes, and with a look so stern, it made me with 1,000 blushes burn. Replied, his manner with disdain was spiced. What? I a Christian? No, indeed, I'm Christ. By G.J. circus. Now, a place where horses, ponies and elephants are permitted to see men, women and children acting the fool. Clairvoyant. Now, a person, commonly a woman, has the power of seeing that which is invisible to her patron, namely, that he is a blockhead. Clarinet. Now, an instrument of torture operated by a person with cotton in his ears. There are two instruments that are worse than a clarinet. Two clarinets. Clergyman. Now, a man who undertakes the management of our spiritual affairs as a method of bettering his temporal ones. Cleo. Now, one of the nine muses. Cleo's function was to preside over history, which she did with great dignity. Many of the prominent citizens of Athens occupying seats on the platform, the meetings being addressed by Messrs. Zephon, Herodotus, and other popular speakers. Clock. Now, a machine of great moral value to man, allaying his concern for the future by reminding him what a little time remains to him. The busy man complained one day, "I get no time." "What's that you say?" called out his friend, a lazy quiz. "You have, sir, all the time there is. There's plenty too, and don't you doubt it. We're never for an hour without it." By Basil Crawford. Closed-fisted. Adjective. Endured desirous of keeping that which many meritorious persons wish to obtain. Closed-fisted Scotchman, Johnson cried. To 50 Jane McPherson. "See me, and I'm ready to divide with any worthy person." Said Janeway, "That is very true. The boast requires no backing. And all are worthy, sir, to you, who have what you are lacking." By Anita M. Bober. Cunabite. Now, a man who piously shuts himself up to meditate upon the sin of wickedness, and to keep it fresh in his mind, joins a brotherhood of awful examples. O Cunabite, O Cunabite, monastical gregarian, you differ from the Anchorite, that solitudinarian. With volleyed prayers you wound old Nick, with dropping shots he makes him sick. By Quincy Giles. Comfort. Now, a state of mind produced by contemplation of a neighbour's uneasiness. Commendation. Noun. The tribute that we pay to achievements that resemble, but do not equal, our own. Commerce. Noun. A kind of transaction in which A plunders from B the goods of C, and for compensation, B picks the pocket of D of money belonging to E. Commonwealth. Noun. An administrative entity operated by an incalculable multitude of political parasites, logically active, but fortuitously efficient. This Commonwealth's capital's corridor of views were thronged with a hungry and injured crew of clerks, pages, porters and all attachés, whom rascals appoint under popular pays. The cat cannot slip through a thicket of shins, and hear its own shriek for the noise of their chins. When clerks and pages and porters and all misfortune attend, and disaster before, may life be to them a succession of hurts, may fleas by the bushel inhabit their shirts, may aches and diseases encamp in their bones, their lungs full of tubercles, bladders of stones, may microbes bacilli their tissues infest, and tapeworms purely their bowels digest, may corncobs be snared without hope in their hair, and frequent impairment their pleasure impair. Disturbed by their dreams, by the awful discourse of audible sofas, sepulchrally hoarse, by chairs acrobatic and waving claws, the mattress that kicks and the pillow that snores, sons of cupidity cradled in sin, to criminal ranks made a death angel thin, avenging a friend whom I couldn't work in. By KQ. Compromise. Now. Such an adjustment of conflicting interests as gives each adversary the satisfaction of thinking he has got what he ought not to have, and is deprived of nothing except what was justly his due. Compulsion, now, the eloquence of power. Condole, verb intransitive. To show that bereavement is a small evil in sympathy. Confidant, confidant. Noun, one entrusted by A with the secrets of B, confided by him to C. Congratulation, noun, the civility of envy. Congress, noun, a body of men who meet to appeal laws. Connoisseur, noun, a specialist who knows everything about something and nothing about anything else. An old wine bibe having been smashed in a railway collision, some wine was poured on his lips to revive him. Pulliac, 1873, he murmured, and died. Conservative, now, a statesman who is enamoured of existing evils, as distinguished from the liberal, who wishes to replace them with others. Consolation, now, the knowledge that a better man is more unfortunate than yourself. Consul, noun, in American politics, a person who, having failed to secure an office from people, is given one by the administration and conditioned if he leave the country. Consult, verb intransitive, to seek another's disapproval of a course already decided upon. Contempt, noun, the feeling of a prudent man for an enemy who is too formidable safely to be opposed. Controversy, noun, a battle in which spittle or ink replaces the injurious cannonball and the inconsiderate bayonet. In controversy with the facile tongue, that bloodless warfare of the old and young, shall seek your adversary to engage, that on himself he shall exhort his rage, and, like a snake that's fastened to the ground, with his own fangs inflict the fatal wound. Thus we have this miracle is done. Adopt his own opinions, one by one, and taunt him to refute them. In his wrath he'll sweep them pitilessly from his path. Advance then gently all you wish to prove, each proposition prefaced with, as you so well remarked, or as you wisely say, and I can't dispute, or, by the way, this view of it which, better far expressed, one through your arguments, then leave the rest to him, secure that he'll perform his trust, and prove your views intelligent and just. By Conlaw Apple Bruni. Convent. Now, a place of retirement for women who wish the leisure to meditate upon the vice of idleness. Conversation. Now, a fair to the display of the mind and mental commodities, each exhibitor being too intent upon the arrangement of his own wares to observe those of his neighbour. Coronation. Noun. The ceremony of investing a sovereign with the outward and visible signs of his divine right be blown sky high with a dynamite bomb. Corporal. Noun. The man who occupies the lowest rung of the military ladder. Fiercely the battle rages and sad to tell, our corporal heroically fell. Fame from her height looked down upon the ball and said he hadn't very far to fall. By Giacomo Smith. Corporation. Noun. An ingenious device for obtaining individual profit without individual responsibility. Corsair. Noun. A politician of the seas. Court fool. Noun. The plaintiff. Coward. Noun. One who, in a perilous emergency, thinks with his legs. Crayfish. Noun. A small crustacean very much resembling the lobster, but less indigestible. In this small fish, I take it that human wisdom is admirably figured and symbolized. But whereas the crayfish doth move only backward, can have only retrospection, seeing naught but the perils already past, so the wisdom of man doth not enable him to avoid the follies that beset his course, so only to apprehend their nature afterward. attributes to Sir James Merivale. Creditor. Now, one of a tribe of savages dwelling beyond the financial straits and dreaded for their desolating incursions. Cremona. Now, a high-priced violin made in Connecticut. Critic. Now, a person who boasts himself hard to please because nobody tries to please him. There is a land of pure delight beyond Jordan's flood, where saints apparelled all in white bring back the critic's mod. And as he legs it through the skies, his pale to sable hue, he sorrows sore to recognise the missiles that he threw by Owen Goof. Cross. Now, an ancient religious symbol, erroneously supposed to owe its significance to the most solemn event in the history of Christianity, rather than dating it by thousands of years. By many it has been believed to be identical with the Crux and Sata, with the ancient pirate worship. It has been traced even beyond all that we know of that, to the rites of primitive peoples. We have today the white cross as a symbol of chastity, and the red cross as a badge of benevolent neutrality in war. Having in mind the former, the Reverend Father Gasalaska Jape smites the liar to the effect of following. Be good, the sisterhood, cry out in holy chorus, and to dissuade from sin, parade their various charms before us. But why has now an eye seen her of winsome manner, and youthful grace and pretty face, flaunting the white cross banner? Now where's the need of speech and scream to better our behaviour? A simpler plan for saving man, first is he worth saving? His dears, when he declines to flee, the bad thoughts that beset him, ignores the law as to a straw, and wants to sin, don't let him. Cribono, Latin. What good will that do me? Cunning, noun. The faculty that distinguishes a weak animal, or person, from a strong one. It brings its possessor much mental satisfaction and great material adversity. An Italian proverb says, the foyer gets the skins of more foxes than asses. Cupid, noun. The so-called god of love. This bastard creation of a barber's fancy was no doubt inflicted upon mythology by the sins of its deities. Of all unbeautiful and inappropriate conceptions, this is the most reasonless and offensive. The notion of symbolising sexual love by a semi-sexless babe, and comparing the pains of passion to the wounds of marrow, of introducing this putty homunculus into art grossly to materialise the subtle spirit and suggestion of the work, this is eminently worthy of the age that, giving it birth, lays on the doorstep of prosperity. Curiosity, noun. An objectionable quality of the female mind. The desire to know whether or not a woman is cursed with curiosity is one of the most active and insatiable passions of the masculine soul. Curse, verb transitive. Energetically to belabour with a verbal slapstick. This is an operation which, in literature, particularly in the drama, is commonly fatal to the victim. Nevertheless, the liability to a cursing is a risk that cuts but a small figure in fixing the rates of life insurance. Cynic, noun. A blackguard whose faulty vision sees things as they are, not as they ought to be. Hence the custom among the Scythians of plucking out a cynic's arms to improve his vision. End of letter C.